these are all professionals on this. Mm-hmm. Each one of us, you could look around the table, and each one of them, one of those letters written by one of those kids, this right. touches you.
Right.
Because you're helping a kid.
Yeah. And like you had mentioned just a few minutes ago, when you're a kid, you don't think about it. It's what it is.
Right.
And then you grow up, and then you look back, and maybe sometimes you're still suffering from the effects of when you were a kid.
Right, right.
And this helps alleviate that. Right. It's like, you know what?
People go on forward and be more progressive.
That's right. There's hope.
Open-minded. Yeah. I was talking to a bunch of the people from the skateboard park and stuff like that, and they were saying what a great thing the park had been, because mm-hmm. when they were a kid, they had somebody that cared.
That's right.
That whole group of kids, they're passionate about the fact that skateboard park did a great thing for them at that time.
Because
they were unique kids, and they needed a different type of outreach.
That's
Every kid does not have the same needs.
And that's a really, you're going to make me cry.
I'll send you out of here, Bubba.
You're supposed to be happy. Be happy. Be happy that things like this happen for children.
They are. It's tears of joy.
Yes, it is.
I am happy. So again, thanks to everybody.
That helps Guy. Yeah,
I know. And Bubba and I, we haven't had a chance to speak since then.
We haven't. But that day we raised over $3,000.
That is fantastic.
And then since then, we've had some Spyrus Kumano gave us a nice big check last week and stuff like that. So we got the word out about Sky and what keeps Sky going forward.
And so learn some more, my friends, and contribute what you can and share throughout the year. And, of course, we look forward to next year's.
Your downtown businesses, just remember that's where that money came from this time.
Yeah.
And just they're amazing. It's just amazing. When you think about the time, these downtown businesses all took time out and they're all homemade pies too.
Oh man!
But I don't know if you can say Roy's is a homemade pie. Roy's is definitely a professional, same thing. But they took their time.
Oh yeah!
And they donated stuff, and it was just a great event.
Fantastic!
And boy, I think I gained 5 pounds.
Right? Yeah, me too. That afternoon, and the bakery too. I just want to remind the bakery. Oh my god!
Bakery sale, yes, yeah, yeah.
There was filled with pies and bakery.
Pies and bakery and all sorts of brownies and cookies and fudge.
I know. So, and Bubba, we've got Bridge Fest coming up.
Yeah, Bridge Fest is around the corner. That's what Susie's busy doing right now, as a matter of fact.
Yes. So volunteers
are still needed for Bridge Fest. Yes. She's still trying to fill up that void,
Right.
I think next year is going to be the 30th. Can you believe we've been doing Bridge Fest for 30 years?
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
And some of those people who have been doing it have been on that community for 30 years.
Yeah.
I don't know how he could do it, because I always thought that Freddie Peterlin was only 35. But
he's 35. That's amazing. All right, thank you so much for coming in, Bubba. Any last notes? There's always a lot to cover.
Nope, I think that's it for today. Yeah, we're doing great, and thank you very much for sharing the radio with us.
All right.
Great.
This is 97.7 The Wolf. We're speaking with Bob McGowan, better known as Bubba.